I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Haitian President René Préval named Éric Pierre the new prime minister, hoping to quell the violent rising food prices protests. Farmers International's Joseph Richter says food aid is needed short term, but their microfinance program will help both short and long term. Participants agree to not only repay the loan, but tithe to the local church. That's important because
a strong church can be a key to reaching out to a community in crisis. Without reserves and without money, a church cannot do very much, especially in these types of situations.
Meanwhile, radio and the internet can go where traditional missionaries can't. Transworld Radio is partnering with GodTube.com for just this reason. TWR's Bob Hall says the cooperation will open doors to reach users already adapted to Facebook, MySpace, and other web-based communications. Its purpose? To connect Christians for the purpose of encouraging and advancing the gospel worldwide.
We hope to just raise awareness of what we're doing so that people will maybe join us either in service, going on short-term missions trips, getting involved with the ministry in some way, supporting us by going to the various fields, either on short-term assignments or even career missionary service.
And in the U.S., after the state of Texas removed 416 children from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints compound, they contacted Buckner International. Buckner's preparing to place about 80 of those children in foster care this week. True to their mission, Buckner will provide loving Christian care to those children who are allegedly in abusive situations. It's put a heavy weight on the state's child care system, but Buckner is doing it in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.